We are now joined by the head coach of the BSU Beavers, I believe. Jim Scanlon joins us from down at the bench. Jim, can you hear me okay?
I can, Kelly. Yep.
Awesome. Well, first of all, congratulations, coach. From beginning till the end, your team played with a lot of heart and determination. And when I talked to Riley Fawcett during that second intermission, I asked her what it was going to take to win this one, and that's exactly what she said.
Oh, no question, Kelly. Really, really proud of the group. Just a gritty, gutty performance tonight. And, how about Riley in the third period, those two big block shots. Just, putting her body out there, and, that's what it takes. That was Beaver hockey. Big 3 points.
That was a huge 3 points. You mentioned it in the pregame show, what you guys had to do out in front of Sove. And Haley Mack obviously took note. Bailey Wright with a great play there, just pulling that puck away from the wall and keeping it going there at the top of the left circle, getting that initial shot. But Mack with a great rebound goal. And I think from your angle, could you see, did that one come out of midair and pop off of her stick?
Yeah, she knocked that out of air.
Wow.
Went to the net, got a rebound. I thought that line was really good all weekend. That was Bailey Wright's probably her best weekend of the year, just being active and being involved. And what can you say about Summer? She's just so hard on pucks, kept plays alive just because she works so hard. And of course, Haley's the same way. So that line, it was nice to see them rewarded just because of the way they played all weekend long.
Well, and then Lauren Miller's goal, she pulled away from that one defenseman after collecting a nice pass that started at your own blue line.
Oh, beautiful pass by AJ, and that's Lauren using her size, strength and her speed, and then having the ability to finish. That was obviously a huge goal.
Ohio State made it interesting there in the final seconds of the second period, but your team, as they always do, it's kind of like they put it away and they forget, what just happened, and played just like they had been the first two periods.
Yeah, I thought we came out in the third period and just did a real solid job of playing our game, getting pucks deep, being aggressive. I think Britt only had 3 saves in the period. Obviously, we had some big blocks, but that's just a testament to it's the final 20 of the weekend, and to go out there and on the road, protecting a 1-goal lead, to go out there and take it to them like we did, that was very, very impressive.
37 shots on net for your team today, 45 yesterday. I would say that's pretty successful, getting that many shots in this league.
No question, but you got to earn it against this goalie, no question. And what a huge power play goal by Lisa. Just getting people in front of her and making it difficult to see, and we get a shot to the net and went in.
I know on the the stats in front of me on the live stats, it says Abby Haluska tipped it in. Have you had a chance to visit with either her or Lisa to find out who it came from? I know Lisa got it, but...
Yeah, well, I know it came to the... I think Missy Hunt got one of the assists. I'm not sure who got the other, but Abby said it wasn't... She didn't touch it, so...
Okay. Hopefully they'll change that in the box score, because I know for Lisa, that would be her first career goal.
Yep.
A huge goal for her. I know she's been hungry for it. She was my pregame interview today, and I could sense that she just... wanted to get that first goal, and it's always important to get that first goal.
Oh, no question. Yep. It's always one that they'll remember. So, and a big one it was to stretch to a 2-goal lead at that time was huge.
Well, you guys right now in the standings, if North Dakota does end up beating St. Cloud State, where they were leading 4-0, you guys would be ahead of them.
No, they're playing Mankato. St. Cloud's
Mankato,
at Wisconsin.
Sorry.
Yeah.
With Wisconsin playing St. Cloud and Mankato obviously being beat by North Dakota, you guys move up in the standings, and that is exactly what you guys wanted to do coming into the second half, isn't it?
Well, no question. It was a huge game from that standpoint, because Ohio State had stretched their lead to 4, so at least we were able to bring it back to 1. Hopefully Wisconsin can complete the sweep this weekend, and that would put us ahead of St. Cloud going into next weekend's big series against Duluth.
How much confidence does this give your team going into a weekend against Duluth next weekend?
Well, it's great to get the result. I mean, but we played 60 really strong minutes, Kelly, and they're 120. I mean, that's the bottom line. We came in here and played really, really good hockey, and that's what we got to keep doing, regardless of we can't worry about the results. We talked about that. We talked about the 3 F's today. We said we got to have fun, go enjoy the moment, faith. Go out there and believe great things are going to happen. And the third one is fearless. Don't concern yourself with results. Just go for it. And I thought we did a great job of that today.
I like those 3 F's. I'm going to live by those too. And this was a fun game to call. So congratulations again, Coach. We'll catch you back at dinner.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here.